The Tree Bobs and the Giant Mole by Declan Harney. Narrated by Lindsay Abbott. One fine day, in the enchanted forest of the Tree Bobs, two raised voices were heard.
I'm telling you now, and I'm telling you for the last time, you are not doing any digging here. Now clear off!
Tree Bob Bluebell and Tree Bob Jazz were playing a game of hide-and-seek with Bindweed Bell at the top of the Tree Bob tree when they heard the argument.
That's Rotten Rena, said Bindweed Bell to the two Tree Bobs. I wonder what's going on now.
Well, they didn't have to wait long to find out, as the two Tree Bobs got into a flying pip, while Bindweed Bell on her fairy wings flew at the side of them as they flitted to another tree that overlooked Rotten Rena's cottage. And there they heard a very fierce argument indeed. There was Rotten Rena, who looked even more red and bad-tempered than usual. She was stamping her foot with rage at a large mound of earth. At the top of the earth was a dark, furry creature with a large pair of glittering sunglasses that was waving its paw at Rotten Rena.
I will dig where I like, when I like, and how I like, and there is nothing you can do to stop me, Rena. Ha, ha, ha.
Bindweed Bell let out a little giggle.
That's Molehill Marge, she said. And no one, and I do mean no one, tells Molehill Marge not to do anything, especially Rotten Rena.
The Tree Bobs and Bindweed Bell watched as the mole and the witch shouted at one another.
Oh, isn't there?
Said Rotten Rena.
And just how much digging do you think you're gonna be doing when you're a frog?
Quite a bit, said Molehill Marge. Frogs are very good diggers. They dig themselves into mud all the time.
And as she said this, Molehill Marge blew a great big raspberry at Rotten Rena.
You horrible, horrible mole person, you!
Shrieked Rotten Rena.
How dare you blow a raspberry at me?
And with that, Rotten Rena reached for her magic wand, but she was too late, because Molehill Marge popped back down the mound of earth she had just made, and Rotten Rena's magic spell just caught a shower of dust. But as she went, Marge yelled,
Just you wait, Rena, just you wait.
Rotten Rena muttered something that Bindweed Bell and the watching Tree Bobs could not hear, before slamming back into her cottage. Well, as it happened, neither the Tree Bobs, Bindweed Bell or Rotten Rena had long to wait before they found out what Molehill Marge was planning to do. That very day, Marge tunnelled her way under the ground of the enchanted forest, singing a song to herself as she did.
What does a mole love to do? Tell you what, I'll give you a clue. Next time you gaze upon a hill, make sure you feel a sense of...